Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
squeezes at my heart with everything you do. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you would sort of me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start to fight in me. One that was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I took you?
Cause you're a good girl and you know. track of time, but we had a ball. Let's catch
a movie,
then dinner. Tonight's the night, we'll just unwind and stay. Hey, let's stay personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while. Hey, such a beautiful moment.
Tonight, yes, the return of Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently on its original day and time, y'all. One time only. But welcome to Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so, go ahead, press 1. Tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours. Tonight, before we get into tonight's topic, let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas, who happens to be the CEO of this fine network as well as Raw Links. Get into his inbox, hit him up, tell him thank you for Epiphany Radio, or go ahead and order you some Raw Links. I mean, I know you won't be disappointed because I got mine. It's the holidays, right? And since we talk about relationships, we want to know tonight, how is your relationships during the holiday seasons? You could pick whatever relationship you want to talk about. You pick, we'll just talk about it. But as far as I'm concerned, for me, relationships around the holiday are a little different. Because I get to spend it, you know, sometimes with my kids. And this year I get to spend it with my kids and my dad. And our relationship dynamic during these times is just like any other time, just with the added excitement of, oh, I'm going to have me a gift. I'm going to have something that I'm looking forward to, something that I've asked for during this holiday. And then, of course, there's the ambiance and the excitement of all the food that we're going to eat and enjoying each other's company. So, you know, my kids have requested they have requested a seafood boil for the holiday. You know, I let them pick the menu, and that's what they decided that they wanted. So I'm going to do what I do and make their, you know, their wish come true. So, but yeah, relationships and the holiday. How is your relationships during the holiday season? My relationship with my dad is really good during the holiday season. You know, we go back and forth. We banter back and forth. And, but yeah, that's the holidays are a great time. Christmas is my favorite holiday. And I look forward to it every year. I would love to hear about yours. But before we do that, let me go ahead and give you this brand new piece that I wrote today for this show. It's called If You. If you love flowers, I would speak life into each petal so it would never die. Show you the delicacy of your essence through the beautiful bouquets. Cherish the fragrance of the roses mixed with your scent. If you'd crave your favorite meal, I'd handpick every ingredient to make sure the nutrients are perfect for your health. Encourage your taste buds to delight in each and every bite. If you'd prefer silk over cashmere, the softness pressed up against your skin, I'd make jealous just so no other element could compete for your attention. If you'd want to walk along the shore, I'd tell the sand to create a unique pathway that would be illuminated by the moonlight where the stars would shine so bright, the effervescent light would humble itself on your beautiful glow. If you'd like to dance in the still of the night, I would be the musical instruments orchestrating the most beautiful sounds soothing to your soul, while the rhythms inject love sounds into your aura. If you'd like to hear the sound of my voice, I would create powerful affirmations of love and record them every day so each one can be in awe of the ones previously stated the day before. If you'd like me to read your thoughts, I'm no mind reader. However, I've studied you and paid attention to your being long enough to know that I die trying to satisfy and please you. If you'd like to know more about love, then baby, call me Cupid, because every day would be like Valentine's Day, where I'd shower you with mental, spiritual, physical manifestations of acts and deeds necessary for you to feel and know my love for you. If you'd like for me to study your love language, I would utilize them all to show you why you are not limited to just five and create new ones to demonstrate your value in my life. If you'd like me to stimulate you, I challenge myself to not just listen to you, but hear you, so I can apply what I've learned from your lips to drown out any flaws you think you have and replace them with the knowledge of why I love you. If you'd have me, I'd give you my heart for eternity. Just promise me you'll never leave, no matter how hard it gets. Just promise me. From the mind of Poetic. Whew, man. Relationships. During the holidays. I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear what you have to say. So, let's open up these mics. First up on the mic, we have one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. One half host of Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity. The host of Poetic Therapy. When we have, you know, there's a show that happens where we pick up our pen with the CEO himself. It's called The Soul Cafe. She's one-third host there. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. Beautiful, beautiful piece. Oh, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really, really beautiful.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. I'm good. It's cold outside. As we say, it's cold as a witch's titty out there, but I'm good.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. It might be cold outside, but the security team is like some hookers standing on the street corner, not caring that it's cold outside. He said, "We back." And he said, "Let's talk about it. It's back." And it's a Friday night. They said, "Ooh,
I know
baby,
that's right."
I told him I had to let him know. I said, "Look, don't y'all get too happy. You know, it ain't gonna be too many Friday nights. Don't get happy." They gave me some dirty look, and then they took off their jackets. You seen how the basketball players got their warm up shoes? They rip away the pants. Man, they done ripped away the pants. I said, "What y'all doing? Y'all security?" They said,
"You know why they did that, right?"
Nobody did that.
Because I told
And they looked
them.
At me.
So I
said, "Man, I said, look, we are a business establishment." And you know what they said to me?
What?
"Mind your business, player. We security." I said, "All right."
I requested special. I wanted them to do something special for me tonight. So, you know, that was just a practice.
Lord. Here we go. Making special requests.
Yeah.
You know, they hemmed me up in the corner when they first got here. They hemmed me up in the corner. They said, look here, bro. It ain't going to be too many weekends go by that we not going to have a job and we can't touch up on our La Perla Negra. The bruhs, come on. Why we got to have so much security? You know what they had the audacity to say to me? You know what they said to me?
What?
They said to me, they said, "Bro, we know you the boss and everything. This here. But you get Kalinda every freaking Wednesday, bruh."
How did I know they was going to say that? It's true, though. It is true. They wasn't lying. So.
It wasn't nothing to say about that after that.
Nope.
I said, "I'm going to tell y'all like this. I appreciate how y'all coming and where y'all coming from. But I don't appreciate half-naked men having me hemmed up in the corner. That's first and foremost. So I would appreciate it if y'all back the hell up, go on out there, and wait for her to arrive. Please." And I wouldn't have been too upset had they hemmed me up before they started disrobing. But no. But no.
I understand. I can take that.
So I got to get you over to them. Happy Christmas Eve to everybody. You know, it is Christmas Eve tomorrow, and you know the year is almost over. And whoo, man! But La Perla Negra, because I'm getting dirty looks. So let's just get into this. How is your relationship during the holiday seasons? And you can pick and talk about whichever relationship you like, because we got plenty of people here, but they scared to press one. I'm not going to call nobody out. I know who you are. I see you. And I know you hear me. But let's talk about it.
Wow. My relationships around the holidays are amazing. For one, I love nostalgia, and I love going with tradition. So whatever holiday it is, I'm all in on it. Whomever I'm spending it with, I'm all in on it. I've been fortunate enough to spend every holiday with my children since my husband passed. And it's a beautiful thing. Well, you already know they they don't just want me to come over there because I'm supposed to sit back and enjoy whatever they got going on. You know they put me to work, right? Every time
Heck
they call
yeah.
me over. Don't matter who house I go
need
to.
You to cook.
Okay.
We need you to cook.
Right straight to the kitchen. I don't even get to sit down and have a glass of wine. Mom, we put the greens over here and, you know, the turkey legs and this. Yep, really? The macaroni is up there in the kitchen. Yo. But I love it. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. Now, when I start getting out there in them streets, they might be a little perturbed behind it because I'm going to be doing other things elsewhere, you know. But
right.
I have an amazing time with my family on the holidays. Now, I make the best of the moment. They
now, you tell me something. Tell me something. Tell me something. Tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
After you done cooked that wonderful meal that your kids got you all roped up into doing, and what's the atmosphere like after the food? What's those types of sensations like?
Oh man. Usually they are going back for seconds and thirds, and then everybody's sitting back there. You know, they're all grown except for the little ones that come over, and they indulge in adult things. You know, they turn on a you know, if the kids are not playing with each other, they turn on a program for them in one of the rooms, and everybody else sits around, and you know me, I talk smack. They get entertained by me. They like to hear me spit a piece or two, and we're just sitting back, listen, you know, we might be dancing to it or just listening to the music, but it's a beautiful, beautiful atmosphere. It's the party be on. The party be on. It's beautiful, man. I love it.
That's right. I know that's right. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. I love it. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, what piece did you bring for us tonight?
Whew, I put pressure on myself. I don't know what, you know what? I don't know what it is about your show and the show with you and J-Rock to get down. I don't know why nothing comes to me until the last minute. So, be patient with me because I wrote this piece and just finished it about a half hour ago. So just be patient. This is called The Gift.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I am breathing life. I am breathing in life. The life he speaks into me every time he is in my presence. He has adorned my soul with peace and seduced the universe within me. Like the coverage of petals of roses that fall just because they know with each gentle placement, their presence adorns the ground with beautiful change. I am breathing in life. Like the fact that the seasons know the secrets of why change is inevitable to make room for growth. Just as nature keeps the purity in its delicate balance, untainted and unstoppable, I am breathing in life. The life he breathes into me from his positive attitude and amazing outlook on life daily. Because not only did he teach me how to locate the switch that turned on my light, his light shines through and all around me. I am breathing in life. And if I never get another chance to be with him, I wouldn't even be upset because he put a permanent sparkle in my eyes, a shine in my cheeks, a smile in my heart, and the gift of pure love. I am breathing in life. And that's that piece.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. That right there. Oh, I like that. Oh, I really like that. Y'all hear this? Ooh. This was good right here, the Parallel Negative. You said you just
Thank
wrote this
you.
Today?
Just finished it about a half hour ago. Yep.
This was dynamite. This was dynamite. I like what you did with this piece. It's kind of sultry and sexy and all that sap that Pharrell talks about. He be talking about that shit. He be like, yeah, baby, that sap, baby. Pearly with the sap. Yeah, the sap.
Thank you.
I love that. I'm still listening to the show from Wednesday night. I know y'all had a dynamite topic.
Yeah, we did. Thanks to a particular station manager. Yeah, it was awesome.
Particular station manager. Y'all getting stuff from other station managers? What?
Well,
sometimes
we have to reach out. I said a particular. I didn't say another. Others.
Oh.
I said a particular.
Well, I'm saying another. Anyway, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe, Epiphany Radio land, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio? Baby.
Sure. All right, so for the next couple of weeks, another week or so, it's not going to be no shows, but we will be back next year, Wednesday night at 9 in the Erotic Love Zone. I am one half host where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva. And I got plenty of time. We have plenty of time to play around with a topic. We might seek out some more help from a particular station manager. But until then, y'all stay tuned. Come on by every Wednesday night at 9. Let's see. Where else am I? Every other Friday night, I am one half host of the show Iron Sharpens Iron, and I co-host with Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Pence perspective. And depending on how these Saturdays go, I'm the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or just sit back and put your feet up and listen to some smooth sounds from my playlist. Y'all come on by. I mean, Tiffany got it on lock every night of the week. So, back to you, Poetic.
And you know this man? Oh, yeah. thank you so much for that, La Per Negra. I can't wait. However, I do believe in honor of Christmas Eve. I think she said that she going to be indulging in those relationships that we was just talking about, because she probably going to be somewhere at somebody's house cooking, y'all. I don't think there'll be a show tomorrow night. Is that correct?
You are correct.
All right. Y'all can inbox her and tell her how y'all feel about that. I'm not going to do it. Y'all be some brave souls. All right. Now let me get you over to the get down dance floor. J Rod, where you at, bro? But the VIP lounge, because of security got me all discombobulated like I'm still on from last night. Sheesh.
I'm gonna check them on that. They know better.
Thank you, because I'm a little shook up right now. I'm a little shook up, but go ahead on over there and
breathe, baby.
make sure. Oh, I'm gonna breathe, baby. I'm gonna breathe. But you got to pull those red velvet curtains too, because it is a business establishment, and I'm not running that kind of place. Okay, so thank you.
You're not. I got you. All right.
I appreciate
full.
You. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
One love, one mic, and remember to take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl La Negra is on her way over there to the security. Man, she coming. Shoot. To the security team in the VIP lounge so that she can get some of that imported champagne from Dubai. And I hope she enjoys it. Hope she enjoys it. We're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, y'all, we have the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone, a one Miss VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Van. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Just phenomenal. I love it. I love it.
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, it's good to hear you. Good to hear your voice, as always. And let's have a conversation, if you don't mind.
Mm.
Or how are your relationships during the holiday seasons? How are they?
Well, they're beautiful. I normally get my three granddaughters and bring them up, and then their parents come, you know, on Christmas Day, and I let them, if they're still up a little past midnight, I allow one, but normally that never happens. So we have a good time, and then we go over my mother, my parents' house, and then there is food. But I'm not cooking. I don't cook on Christmas.
All right, hold on. Let me make a mental note. Do not go to Miss VIP's house for Christmas. We'll probably be eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
No, really won't.
Pot pies. There'll be a Stouffer's lasagna coming out the oven. She got some Mrs. Dessert's pies.
I cook sometimes. and I bake a lot of cookies. Oh, my goodness. Well, they always want baked dairy.
Let me tell you why. You know, I talked about how good my relationships are during the holiday season. Let me tell you why. One of my relationships is not good during the holiday season. Yo, Ms. VIP sent me a card with no cookies. Where they do that at? You just heard her say she makes a lot of cookies. She sent a card and no cookies. I don't care if they would have got.
Okay.
I don't care if they would have got broke up. I don't care. I'd have chopped them joints up. Oh, she didn't make any, y'all.
I didn't bake any yet. I didn't have the bake day with the kids. But when they come, they'll be here next week. Because everybody has COVID over there, so they can wait. Not can wait.
Okay.
So
all right. Yeah.
Until everybody gets cleared, then we'll have a baked day, and then I'll, you know. But you know, but this Christmas will be a very special one.
Okay.
Only due to the fact I'm affianced, so I'm good, very good this year.
Okay. All right. All right.
That's the best relationship ever.
I'll just go reread my card and pretend I'm chewing on a chocolate chip cookie.
Chip. Oatmeal. Is that with nuts or without nuts?
It doesn't matter. I enjoy the nuts of the earth.
You know somebody's gonna be in my inbox tonight wanting cookies, right?
I mean, hey, listen, you the one that said that you make them. Matter of fact, she said she bake a lot of cookies. Did y'all hear? I know I heard it. I heard it. A lot of cookies.
We'll see. I got you.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it. Now that we've gotten that part of out of the way, what piece did you bring for us tonight?
This piece is called Dance With Me.
Ooh, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I want you to know I love you. Again, in love I never thought I'd be. Now I want you to dance with me. I want us to be in sync, moving together in rhythm, so succinctly you know what I think. If I wink my eye, come hither, our song is on. Let's dance before the feeling is gone. I need you in a way that what we share is so beautiful, it keeps all negativity at bay. When you hold my hands and hold me close, music flows like a tranquil sea. There is beauty, there is love when you dance with me. I radiate with happiness. It's amazing how the world can see how God has blessed me. I danced by myself for so long, I began thinking something was wrong. My legs got stronger as well as my heart. Now we dance. I know we'll never part. So, my love, the music plays softly. Take my hand. I'm ready to take the next step as long as you dance with me. And that's that piece.
Ooh. Dance with me, come on, dance with me, baby. Dance. Oh, I'm bad. I'm sorry.
Wrong show.
Hey, I love this piece. Oh, I really love this piece. Wow, this was amazing, right? I really enjoyed it. It had that hold myself and sway back and forth like I'm dancing with somebody. Except I'm dancing with me. I don't.
Yeah.
I love this piece. I love this piece. Is this a new piece?
Oh, thank you. It's an old one. I don't think I've ever spit it.
Well, why not? Hello?
Maybe once. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
See, she playing with our emotions. She got stuff that she ain't spit that sound like this. No, but this was beautiful. I really, really enjoyed this piece. Thank you so much for bringing it tonight.
Well, thank you.
Now, before I let you go over to the VIP lounge, get you some of that Dubai champagne. Of course, pay no attention to what's happening, you know, in the other section of the VIP lounge.
I'm gonna roll just right by that.
Yeah, just roll right by that. If you hear some awkward, weird noises, some. You know, some snaps or, you know, disregard. Just disregard.
Yeah.
Can you let everybody know what you got going on?
Well, absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Daylight Savings Time, my beautiful bedroom-voiced diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone. And we have some fire poetry, some music, and great conversation, wonderful poetry. We get it in. So y'all come join us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, they do. You know why you know why y'all get it in so much?
Why is that?
Because La Perla Negra nosy. She asks one question, then she be having a follow-up question, a triple follow-up, a 16th follow-up, because she like to be all up in people's business.
That's why.
That's the real reason.
Well, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Gotcha.
That's why. Nah, but I will give y'all my synopsis of the show from Wednesday once I've listened to it in its entirety, but so far, Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to say to that.
All right.
But I'm going to go ahead and get you on over to that VIP lounge, grab you some of that champagne, and stick around and enjoy
all right.
the show.
I'll try. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wee. I think after that I need something.
Day so hard, so much stress.
songs just to write them, or do they mean what they say in these songs? We're going to have to cover that. We're going to have to cover that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. If you are already here and you have not done so, I encourage you, go ahead and press 1. I'm not going to bite. But you do want to press 1 if you desire to get on the mic. Because if you don't press 1 to get on the mic after this next song, we're going to shut it down for the night. The choice is yours.
Another nigga done bought me roses. You wasn't focused, so focused. I was with you through whatever, but we gotta elevate. You should want better. I love you, don't come with me forever. Don't you know I'm fresher, baby? These other niggas want you out the picture. They want me ready to commit to all my needs. I wanna stick it out with you. I'm gonna break it down for you. I hope you're listening. Ain't gon' say it again.
All right. Welcome back. Let's go over the Epiphany lineup for next week because there's some holiday stuff going on. Of course, there's no show tomorrow. La Perla Negra is not doing a show. Sunday night is Christmas. There will be no show. Epiphany Radio will be off. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters is going to air with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, I believe, I have to check with Mojave, but I believe Mojave is not doing the show. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone is VIP in La Perla La Negra. Thursday night, whoo, let's talk about Thursday night next week, y'all. The last Get Down of the year, and it is the Get Down Poetry Awards show, our annual end of the year show. Oh, man, I'm so excited. I can't wait for y'all to be there. And then next Friday night will be the return of Renaissance Poetry at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. So make sure y'all tune in. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. One love, one mic, and remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby.